In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hello, listeners.
We got a little announcement for you. It's our four-year anniversary.
4 years. Can you believe it, Mark?
Also, they probably noticed two free feeds in a row. What's that about?
What's going on?
Well, we wanted to give you a little gift before we changed everything. Is that fair to say?
That is fair to say.
Okay.
As far as the podcast goes, anyway, we're not changing everything.
No, most things are staying the same.
Exactly.
But there is a...
There's a twist.
There's a twist. A feed adjustment.
A feed adjustment. So, yeah. So, going forward, we're going to be all Patreon.
The retirement plan is dead. Long live...
The retirement
two old
plan.
Queens. Yeah. But we probably won't call it the retirement plan. It'll just be two old
okay,
queens.
We haven't talked about this yet, so we'll see.
But that makes sense, right?
Well, sure. Okay. Again, we'll talk about this off mic. We'll be fine.
So, yeah. So we're just going to go. We feel like it's time. Is that fair?
It's time. I think it's fair. We hope you guys come join us. Those of you who've been on the Patreon, congratulations. Thank you. And you're about to get twice your money's worth. So
there
well done
you
there.
Go. And in my head, it's going to allow us to do more like franchises. Because before, I always felt like it's hard to do. I felt weird about doing a franchise where half the episodes are on the free feed and the half are on the paid. It felt like half of one, six dozen the other. And I don't want to do that. We just want to go all in on one feed. And that, of course, will be the Patreon one.
Yes. So join us now. It's still just only $5 a month. There are three tiers, actually. There's $1 a month if you want just the camp list. If that's what you want, we got you covered. $1 a month. Every week, you're getting one of Mark's delightful camp lists. $5 a month, that's nothing. You're not going to feel that. That's an episode every week.
And $7?
We get once a month, you get a catching up. It's just Mark and I catching up, talking about other stuff, answering your questions.
Riffing.
Talking about what we've been seeing, occasionally have a guest drop in. So, you know, that's a little extra fun thing every month if you want to do that. But you don't have to do that for the regular feed.
You don't have to. No one's twisting your arm.
No.
But that's it, right?
That's
we
it.
Hope
that's
you'll join us on this new journey of Two Old Queens. We've got new artwork coming,
A new theme song.
Not for the main show, quite yet.
Not quite yet.
But Catching Up has a new theme song.
Yeah, Catching Up's going to have a new theme song. Very exciting.
Well, it didn't have a theme song at all, right?
That's true. We just used the retirement plan theme song for that.
Oh, my God. How lazy were we?
Well, what else do we have?
Nothing. Now we have something
specific.
Now we
got something. See?
So but we're excited.
We're very excited. And we hope you guys, thank you so much for listening for the past 4 years and for emailing us. It's been crazy how all of the listener submitted movies crushed it.
They crushed it. All of them.
Yeah. I mean, we got top 20, all four of them landed in the top 20. It's crazy. Really, the top 15.
I've never been prouder. I'm like a mom at a piano recital. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've been on a journey together on how to judge movies, and you guys are really good at figuring out how gay they are, and we love it.
Thank you. And I guess on with the show.
On with the show. So, yeah. So enjoy our 4-year anniversary episode with our daddy, John Gabris.
One is Mark and John's the other. They're just friends. They are not lovers. It's two old queens. It's two old queens. They're just sassy, not that mean. Two old queens. It's two old queens. Now shut up.
Hello. Welcome to Two Old Queens 4-year anniversary show. My name is John Flynn.
I'm Mark Rennie.
Mark, I am so excited. Please let everyone know who is our very special, delightful guest this week.
He's host of the show 101 Places to Party Before You Die in the podcast High and Mighty, as well as the non-gay porn podcast, The Action Boys. It's John Gabris.
Yay!
Yay! Holy shit, I didn't know it was the 4-year anniversary. I would have been so much less angry with you guys whilst watching this film.
Angry? Like you've never seen a shitty movie before.
I mean, I literally, my life is built around watching. But watching shitty new movies is where, is hard for me.
What do you mean?
It's easier to be angry at them.
It's easier. Yes, it's easier to be angry at like if you watch a movie from the 80s, that's kind of shitty.
Oh,
you
sure.
Can, like, find something charming and loving about right, it. Like, but from like 2015,
that's what cocaine gets you. Right. Yeah.
Or like that's what the best you could do effects wise. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
yeah.
This is like feels like, you know, you've seen other movies at this point.
So maybe you heard like much better dialogue than this. You know.
So maybe in 2050, though, they'll be like, well, they didn't know. They was like, they, you know, it was 2020, you know, or whatever year this came out.
It was 2015. They didn't know anything about gay culture.
No. Everyone was still in the closet and living on prairies. Gabus, we are. This is coming out the last week of June, Pride Month. And I want to ask the room, what does Pride Month mean to you?
It means I no longer shop at Target.
Oh. I saw you wrecking some displays.
It's very nice of you to just look the other way and walk away.
Yeah. I refuse to flip out about it. Pride to me, you know, it doesn't really affect my daily life.
Really?
Okay. But I do live in West Hollywood, and it is fun when Pride is up and around. It, like, the vibe shifts a little, you know what I mean? Like, even like during a random Wednesday afternoon, the vibe is a little different on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Like, and people a little more party mood?
Seems like a little bit more party mood. I think tourists come. I think gay tourism might be a little bit of a thing. And seeing people pander to it is really funny. Like the glittery rainbow flag outside of Go Get 'Em Tiger. It's like,
right.
Gay people, come get your $11 coffees.
I saw that, like, the CIA Twitter account posted a Pride message. And we're like, well, I think we're good. Like,
okay, thanks.
Not everybody needs
you to. You got our back. Okay.
Yeah. Lockheed Martin is here for you.
We see you.
Do you go to the West Hollywood, like, the Pride parade? Do you watch the parade?
In years past, we have. This year, I did not. No.
Fair enough.
I'm sort of aging into, I mean, I was already a little like this in my 20s, but I'm just aging out of crowds in a way that is
really?
Like,
yeah, big,
yeah,
unwieldy.
Yeah, I'm
crowds.
Just kind of like, sure. Ugh, I don't feel like dealing with just being in a sea of bodies, like, no matter what their orientation or outfits are, like, no matter what music is playing or, like, movie at the cemetery is on, like, all of these things that are like mass gather, you know, target rich environments for shooters. Like, they all,
oh, is that what it is?
Okay.
I guess there's a few reasons to choose from.
Yeah,
that's not, but someone mentioned that earlier. I was like, yeah, I don't love crowds. They're like, I know, I get so anxious about, like, this is where shit can happen. Like, oh no, I meant more like, I don't like bumping into people and kind of like dealing with, like, you know. And I was like, but when they said that, I was like, oh, Christ. Yeah,
thanks.
That is.
I never thought
thanks
of
for
that.
That additional nightmare. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'll see Joker the second weekend it comes out.
But it's Feliz Ado or whatever it is. Feliz Ado.
This one's a musical.
Oh, fuck. Never mind. Worth
you
it.
You got to see it first weekend.
I'll just get my, yeah. I'll wear my fucking Kevlar and go check it out.
Or maybe they'll just have, like, you know, plexiglass. We'll look like, individual, you know, cashiers at money cashing places.
Yeah,
you know,
we'll look like.
Go see movies now.
We look at, like, the liquor store by my college. That was, like,
yeah,
fully bulletproof, like, kiosk that you just said, like, I have a handle of Crystal Palace from.
Crystal Palace?
Yeah, it's like in the early aughts in Poughkeepsie, it was a super cheap vodka. And we called it Cristal Palace in like a classic Target
nice.
Kind of joke.
Sure. Yeah. So it's been tough for you to give it up. I get it.
Yeah, I can't. I'm addicted to Cristal Palace.
She was on season 4 of Drag Race, I think.
I think she should have gone a lot farther.
Snatch Game really undid her. Yeah. John, are you Flynn? Are you doing any pride things?
I don't have any big things planned. I do like to always go to like a parade or a party, something like that. I do feel like it doesn't bother me that much, although maybe now it will. But I do think it's like sort of important to just sort of like go and represent, I guess, or just sort of like add to it. And I usually think they're kind of fun. Yeah, I mean, it's a great excuse to start getting drunk in the afternoon if you want to do that. How about Mark?
Oh, yeah,
some gay drinking.
I get so hungover from gay drinking.
Yeah. Well, the trick is not to swallow.
Oh, really? Because I've heard you should swallow. Okay.
Well, if you want to be hungover.
It's up to the other person, really.
I am going to go to the Santa Ynez Pride, which is their first ever parade. And my friend, Jenny Pearson, her mother runs a synagogue or like some Jewish community center, and they're going to have a truck in the parade, and we get to sit in the truck in the parade.
Oh, that's so awesome.
I'm pretty excited to be. I'll just be waving, wearing.
Oh, you're going
to
be the belle of the ball.
Oh, Mark, I hope. Just make sure to wear sunscreen.
Of course, and a hat.
Yeah, sensible hat.
Sensible hat.
I could loan you some sensible, but also for the occasion hat.
Mark's dressed like Marlon Brando in Island of Dr. Moreau.
Yeah, where's my ice bucket? That's my ice bucket challenge, finding one that fits my head. You know, speaking of bloated, today we're talking about the movie.
Oh, I thought this was my intro again.
Today we're finally talking about the movie Stonewall. John, what's the deal with Stonewall?
Mark, let me tell you the deal with Stonewall. It was directed by Roland Emmerich, written by John Robert Bates, and I will use the description of the movie from Allison Wilmore of BuzzFeed. She said, Stonewall is a movie about a pivotal moment in LGBT history as filtered through the perspective of a fictional hunk of Wonder Bread named Danny, who steps off a bus from Indiana and right into a central role in the Christopher Street scene. It stars Jeremy Irving, Johnny Beauchamp, Joey King, Caleb Landry Jones, Matt Craven, Jonathan Rhys Meyers, and Ron Perlman. It was released on September 25th, 2015, and made $292,669 off a budget of $13.5 million. The reviews were not kind. Ben Turner of The Pink Lens wrote, instead of showing us the real story, Emmerich brought us his fictional character was more interesting. I say that's pretty damn arrogant. Andrew Galdi of Movie Bitches said, in this movie, the density of failure was approaching showgirls levels. Steven Ribello of Playboy Online said, almost everything that could go wrong does. Avril Haley, also from Movie Bitches, said the worst part of the movie is the dialogue. Steven Erickson of Gay City News said the director of Independence Day is perhaps not the best person to capture the gritty and mostly racial reality of street life, then or now. Richard Lawson of Vanity Fair said, aside from its offensiveness, Stonewall is, plain and simple, a terribly made movie. And Mark Siegel, who was at the actual Stonewall riots, said, the movie is uninterested in any history that doesn't revolve around its white, male, stereotypical, attractive protagonist. It almost entirely leaves out the women who participated in the riots and helped create the Gay Liberation Front, which included youth, trans people, lesbian separatists, and people from all parts of the spectrum of our community. In 2015, The Advocate listed those who protested the movie as one of the 9 runner-ups for Person of the Year. And finally, in 2016, Emmerich blamed the failure on, quote, one voice on the internet who saw a trailer and said, this is whitewashing Stonewall. Stonewall was a white event, let's be honest, but nobody wanted to hear that anymore.
Can't imagine
and
why.
Let's be honest.
Is the deal with Stonewall.
So, Gabrus, we forced you to watch this movie. Had you seen it before? What's your overall like thoughts here?
This was my third viewing.
Okay.
So I saw it once in the theater.
Every pride.
I spent over like $220,000 on tickets when
that was you.
That was you.
Group watch.
I looked up who the writer was because I was like embarrassed about a lot of levels of this movie. And he's the creator of Brothers and Sisters and The Slap. So
a very well-known playwright. It is astounding that this came out of him.
Yeah, he seems to be rather talented or successful. I'm actually surprised because I pride myself on knowing about a lot of movies, especially like this movie only came out 7 years ago, 8 years ago.
Yeah.
I know about even bad movies when they come out. Sure. But when you said the ticket box office was less, you know, $250,000, that's when I was like, because the movie looks bad, but it doesn't look that cheap. Like
$13.5 million.
Right. Like, but I couldn't believe I hadn't heard of this. And then you guys, and I was like, oh, I look forward to seeing something I've never heard of. And I'm like, don't recognize like any of the actors really. And I'm familiar a little bit with the Stonewall story as the guy who lived in New York for like 12 years and is, you know, stolen bisexual valor or whatever, whatever you want to call it.
Or pandering. That's what I call it. Pandering.
Yeah. 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 Oh yeah. Pandering. Yeah. That's what it is. Mandering, the way I
Mandering. Thank we you. Well, always remember.
They call me the Mandarin. They call me the Mandarin. I'm Mender. So I was like, oh, this will be. And then, like, I didn't know it was a role in Emmerich movie. You mentioned that, Mark, in the text, and I was like,
sure.
Oh shit, that changes the entire thing. This guy makes disaster movies and gets them wrong. Like, yeah. Like, I can't wait to bring the light touch of the Day After Tomorrow to the fucking Stonewall riots.
Yeah, it's one thing when it's like goofy and like a who cares, like aliens are blowing up the White House,
right,
you know?
Right, right.
But when it's you're applying that same sensibility to the Stonewall riots,
right. it changes everything a little.
Hold
bit.
On, yeah.
We're gonna play fast and loose with the Selma.
Right, right, exactly. It's like, oh, the guy who made the worst Godzilla. Okay,
yeah. I remember when I saw that Godzilla in theaters. It was like the Thursday before it came out or something. And like walking into the theater, they had like a huge like standee display that had like lights in it of that like the Godzilla foot and everything. But when we came out of the theater, someone had destroyed it.
Oh man, that's awesome.
I remember seeing that in the theater too. And for some reason, I must have seen it like the day or weekend it came out. Everyone got like, they said a cell from the movie. So it was like a box that just had like a piece of film in it from the movie.
You still, and where is that now?
It's in my mom's house.
Oh, family
blanket. Yeah.
So Gabrus, did you like Stonewall?
I did not. No.
Really?
I found it
well done.
Like I did one of those and look, I'm gonna just be honest with you guys. I did one of those things where I was like, this sucks, but maybe this movie means something to someone, you know, like when it's telling a story about something that isn't like a cliched story. I'm like, okay, maybe this movie, a young gay person who likes one of these actors or will catch this and it'll mean something to some Indiana fucking corn fed freak or whatever. But as the movie goes on, I'm like,
with love, yeah.
This movie doesn't even have respect for the people in it, like the people, like I was like in bed, and then when the movie ends, like at the riots with like this weird Ron Perlman kind of like coda, and I was like, wait, I didn't give a fuck about any of the people. The only character you give a fuck about, kind of, is like the main character's, like the Cheshire Cat into the world. The Ray character, the Ramona character.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, right.
They're like the only person you care about in this movie. And they're making awful choices the whole time. Like, it's like, you're like, you're upset by almost, it's not fucking melodrama porn or like positive, like, it's not even bad in a way that would make it exciting. Like, it's not like, Jesus Christ, this is treacly, or Jesus Christ, this is over the top horny. Like, it is pretty horny, but it's not over the top. Like, it's not over the top anything except it's raw. It's like everything is so, everyone seems so important. Like, the fucking play that the Deputy Pine gets in this movie, you think he's going to have a moment where he like kisses another man on the lips at the end, and like they're giving him so much fucking meat on the bone for nothing. And it's 2 hours. It's like long. And
yeah,
there's flashbacks. Like, we need the guy's backstory. Like, if it nobody isn't cares. Like universally understood what a small town gay, like the movie can move on a little bit, be like, he's a closeted guy from a small country town. Yeah. Like, I think we can understand his arrival in the West.
Yeah,
Village.
That's the thing, yeah, about small towns. Like, everyone, even if you live in a city, you've met someone from a small town. People right. in small towns haven't met people from cities. So therefore, we don't need to know anything else about small towns. We got
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Right. Especially also, this like cliche story, right? Of like,
yeah,
right.
it's nothing.
My dad yeah. was the coach. Like, combine okay. two characters. It's like, the coach found out I was gay. My dad found out, well, whatever, fucking make him the same guy.
And my dad's also right. my sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So not a big fan, it sounds. Not as good as The Patriot.
No, not as good. I kept thinking about how he also made The Patriot. Like, I was like, this is, he's like, Mel Gibson would bring this movie up a notch if I could put him in.
If Mel Gibson was Marsha B. Johnson.
Oh my God.
What about you, John? Had you seen this before? And well, I think I know the answer.
You do know the answer. We saw it together when it came
That's
out.
True.
Whoa! Yeah, I'm so happy to be part
is this
of this.
First time we've done a movie we've seen together. Maybe
we might have seen like a Spider-Verse or something, like a one of those.
Oh,
maybe one of those.
Yeah,
but anyways. This, yeah, we went to do it to support and be good gays, and man, was it terrible.
Well, we knew going in it was.
We knew
bad,
going in wasn't going to be good.
Word on the street was it was bad.
It was even worse than we thought, or it was just worse than I guess, like we said, like it's worse in surprising ways, and then it's also doubly surprising when you're like, the director and the writer are also gay. Like, if this was like two straight white guys wrote the Stonewall, I'd be like, okay, I get it. I get why you've made all the horrible mistakes you've made. But it's two gay guys. You thought this was the most interesting way to tell the story of Stonewall is just, and give us all these flashbacks. Again, like, it's not called small town. It's called Stonewall. Like, why are we not at Stonewall all the time? Who cares? Like, I didn't care about that main character. He had everything had to do with him. And it was so boring. And yeah, watching it again today. I was like, God, this movie sucks.
Yeah.
How about you, Mark? Have you
I remember, I mean, ditto to everything you just said. Just like
now, Mark, you and I saw this in the theater together the day after you saw it with John.
True,
you said you wanted to give it another crack.
Let me give it a go. This time I'll wear elastic shorts.
What? We saw it in 4DX to see if it would enhance the experience.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The shaky seats.
Yeah, yeah. You get a rim job.
Yeah, nice.
No, I remember it was bad, but then watching it again, I was like, oh, it's almost more boring. I almost wish it was
yes.
worse.
Boring.
It's That's more boring I, yeah. than bad.
Yeah, if it was bad in a specific way, that, like, you know what I mean? That would make
be
it
fun.
Thrilling.
Yeah, but yeah, it could just be like awesome. Zero Patience yeah. or something like that.
Also, isn't the movie like, very weirdly color corrected, or is that just like the rip?
I think it looks like one of those things that was all like a sound stage that's made to look like outdoors.
Yes, mm-hmm. And I think you're right. I think it's all shot on like yeah. Sesame
It looks like
Street.
Sesame. That's what I Sesame Street with green screen.
I will say, having been to the Stonewall, they're sort of right with how with the layout of the streets and everything.
Were you ever there when it was a bagel shop?
No, it's been the Stonewall since it was Stonewall.
No, it was a bagel shop. If you looked at, I looked at the history of it. It was it closed like 2 years after the riots, and then for like 10 years it was a bagel. It only recently
it was like two other. It was like a couple of businesses before it was the Stonewall again.
Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha. No, yeah. I've never there before.
Never went to the bagel shop.
Never went to the bagel shop.
Interesting.
It was in the early 70s. You wonder why I didn't just go to the bagel shop on Christmas.
You were a youngster in the 70s. You could have. Your parents could have taken you to a bagel.
Yeah, sure.
I was racking up jokes for YouTube while I was watching this. I was like,
oh, okay.
I was like, there's Mark and John in the background. Sure. You know, like just like my two old queens.
There's a lech.
You're so young yeah. then. Yeah.
There's two creeps creeping on Jonathan Rhys Meyers, whatever that guy's name is.
Jeremy Irvine. From Warhorse?
No, who wanted to who like was his boyfriend briefly? Was that John Rhys Meyers?
That was Jonathan Rhys Meyers.
Yeah, that dude does weird movies. I saw him in another movie where he spoke German the whole time, and it was like a foreign action movie where he was cast in it speaking German.
I will admit, my mom, I had a moment where I was like, this guy was the lizard in Spider-Man.
No,
I figured that.
You're thinking of Rhys Ifans.
Yes, exactly.
You got the.
I had that moment.
Sorry. I I'm gonna try cultural critique here. This reeks of like Ryan Murphy.
Oh, rich white gay. Yeah, yeah.
It's like rich.
His white... would be like more polished though.
Yes, it wouldn't be this. It wouldn't be have the gritty filter added in post.
It'd be 12 like episodes, one. And there'd be some like I'm a creature of dreams. You know, right? Like, that doesn't.
But just the fact that like the main protagonist, Danny, and then like the guy he falls in love with, is like another tall stud, you know what I mean? Like just tall white guys, mega straight passing, like mm-hmm. just like the, and it's like that's gay life, and it's like right around them are some of the yeah. most interesting characters. Yes. Like and not played at all interesting in the movie, but like Orphan Annie, Ramona, Quiet Guy, Kong, Marcia, yeah. the most famous of, like yeah. these are all intriguing characters floating around. Yeah. And then it's like yeah. we're gonna just focus on, and then the flashbacks were making me so furious. I'm like, I care
why are we in
even
Indiana?
Less about this.
Yeah. And also yeah. the stakes was like, could you just sign the paperwork? Like, shut up with this storyline.
To go to an Ivy League Columbia. School. Yeah, it did, like that makes it so fucking like Ryan Murphy gay, and that it's like that's like was it Mark? You had that when we talked about Booksmart. You were like, it's a little weird that the whole premise yeah. of the movie is I got into a good. I hope to get into a good college.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't care.
Right. Yeah.
God forbid you go to a state school. Jesus. Your life is ruined, I guess. Like us plebes. I went to a private school. Gabriel, as you may or may not know, we are looking for the gayest movies ever, so we have a complex and Byzantine scoring system with which to judge them. So we're going to go through a ton of categories, and at one point, you are going to come up with a category, and it will be
added to the wheel.
What does that mean? Don't worry about it. We'll explain it to you when we get to it. Stop stressing. All right, this is our current top five gayest movies ever. You haven't been here a while, so here's a refresher.
Yeah, update me, please.
Yes. All right, in fifth place. In fifth place with a 92.99% is The Bride of Frankenstein. In fourth place with a 93.21%, Hedwig and the Angry Inch. In third place with a 94.55%, But I'm a Cheerleader. In second place with a 94.75%, Zero Patience. And number one still with a 94.83% is Female Trouble.
I don't know Zero Patience or Female Trouble. I don't think
they're both God. Definitely worth checking out.
Especially but, you've never seen Female Trouble, John Waters.
Oh no!
But can I watch Zero Patience with you? Tiffany can be there too.
Wait, I just reading the fuck. Zero Patience is about Patient Zero.
Yes,
yeah, it's a musical,
and it's from Canada.
Oh my God. Okay. That's a good top five. But I'm a Cheerleader, I know, for us, a lot of my lesbian friends hits hard for them.
Sure.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure, sure. So how well do you think Stonewall is going to do?
It's objectively a pretty gay movie.
Yeah.
It's just like the category, like I can't imagine it like singing in any categories though. Like it's
well,
like
I think
has a bunch of gay cast members.
Well.
Like yes, has a bunch of people playing. Like there are minimal straight people in this movie, which is right. I guess
for once.
A plus.
Yeah. Helpful, yeah.
But and it's a lot of you know hot man on man action.
Sure.
A lot of. Group of guys cuddle puddles in tiny West Village apartments.
A lot of scenes of Jeremy Irving tolerating a blowjob.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Getting $20.
I cry too, yeah.
For inflation is like $75. Receiving a blowjob.
It happened so much. I was like, is this what like Roland Emmerich is like into? Like right? The cringe of it all is like so weird.
Yeah, it was you're right. Holy shit, it was weirdly specific. Like, and then of course in this scene you're getting blown but you're not into it.
And even the shots of like how they remove his pants and like reveal the underwear, it's like the same in both right. blowjob scene. It's like so like fetishistic. Like this is creepy.
Clearly. And I think Roland Emmerich also likes dirty white t-shirts. Danny's dressed like a fucking jet or a shark the whole fucking movie.
Honestly, though, I can't be too mad at a dirty white t-shirt.
It's hot. It looks yeah. good on his body. Yeah.
Well, let's get into it. So the first group
I didn't say. If you had to guess, how well do you think it would do?
Ooh, I think it's going to get 84.
84%?
Okay. Yeah.
That would put it between The Craft and Clue. So
around the 20th.
Yeah, around the 20th. All right, so let's get into it. So the first group of categories are the canon categories. So for these, we'll each be given a score between 0 and 100. Then we'll take the average of all three of our scores. So, Gabrus, what would you give Stonewall on a scale of 0 to 100 in actual gay characters? Well, oh, it's mostly.
You gotta, yeah. It's mostly gay characters. I would say, is the percentage of gay characters? Or I guess it's totally up to me, right?
It's up to you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I would say I give it a 92%. The family and Ron Perlman kind of gumming up the war, and his blowjob buddy Joe from back home. I'm gonna give him a 93%.
Now a 93.
Now a 93.
Yeah, because Joe is whilst pretending to be straight now, he might be.
Well, he had that wedding ring. We saw it.
He got his knocked up his wife.
No gay men ever marry a straight woman. That never happens.
No.
I don't have two in a family.
Oh, shout out to those relatives.
Take that part out. Tiffany can't listen to this episode.
Oh no. Tiffany doesn't know she's gay.
I'm mandering again.
I thought also the life science teacher, he sees that woman with like the white turtleneck and the blazer.
More than three classes.
Yeah, which never comes up. I thought he was going to miss a class. I thought, oh, they're setting up. Right. He's going to miss a class. Nope. Also, what did going to Columbia mean to Danny?
Right, you didn't know what he wanted to study. I guess we later learned he wanted to be an astronaut because he runs into one guy who worked at JPL or whatever.
Yeah.
I did like the one moment where the counselor goes like he can kind of see what's going on. He's like, look, just fucking be on the down low till you get to college and you can do whatever the fuck you want. Right. Like, it was kind of like, that was such a funny, like realistic character of like, look, I don't know what to tell you, but otherwise stay low, come here. Yeah. Fuck. I'm like, it's college, baby. You're in New York City. You're going to be okay.
Yeah. John, I'll what do you want to give it for?
I'll give it a 95. I think it's just pretty much all gay characters except for
if only
members and cops.
If only any of them were interesting.
Yeah.
Because they're just all cliches and like stereotypes and nothing beyond like, what do they want? What are their hopes and dreams? It's just like, oh, they like Judy Garland. They like mincing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They like, they like gassing each other's outfits up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'll give it a 94, given an average of 94, which is 24 points higher than In-N-Out.
Ooh.
All right. Our next category, gay icons. How are we doing on gay icons? We got a ton of gay icons, I would say.
Judy Garland, you know, she doesn't appear, but she's a plot point.
We see her coffin on the TV.
That's right. They talk about Liza, Lorna, Barbara.
Yeah. Well, there is a gay icon that is a character, right?
Martha P. Johnson. Yeah.
Martha.
There's a few of them.
She's an icon to me.
Frank Kameny, Bob Kohler, Ed Murphy. I don't know if Ed Murphy, they made him a grand marshal in the parade.
Yeah, that was the most interesting thing in the movie to me is, and I know there's so much more interesting shit going on at Stonewall, but the movie touches on something that I hadn't thought about is sort of like, and it comes up in, I've recently watched Cruising as we talked about off air.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And it comes up in Cruising that the mob owned most of the gay bars.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the time, because it was like they're okay with the quote criminal element to make some bucks. But I really enjoyed like the fact that like he came around in a way. Like I mean, you don't want to tell the story of Stonewall through the straight Italian guy that owns it. But I do think that's like the most interesting detail they touch
like,
on.
Oh, there could have been a character who had an arc.
Huh. Right, that would have been the one. Yeah,
interesting. There's also, I would say, the Stonewall Inn itself.
Stonewall itself is gay
meatpacking districts.
It is weirdly chock full of like gay icons.
The Mattachine Society. Yeah.
I mean, it's
Christopher Street.
I think the challenge of this whole episode is just going to be the fact that we're like, this movie's terrible, even though it should score really well in a whole lot of categories.
But you know what? I guess this is where therein lies like the weakness, like the Achilles heel of the Two Old Queens podcast, because you're seeking out the gayest movie ever, not the best
gay
movie
Frank
ever.
Frank Kameny, we do not say gay is good. Just because it's gay doesn't mean it's good. We've never said these are the best gayest movies.
No,
we're
definitely
said these
not.
Are just just the gayest,
right? Mm-hmm. And honestly, it has a chance. It can rise the ranks and like, you know. But I'm gonna have to go with, I guess I'm gonna have to go with like 90, just because I don't think they give any merit to any of these icons.
Right,
we
it's
talk
like
about.
Lip service.
Yeah,
yeah. None of them actually show up. I'll go. I'm gonna go 97.
97. Yeah, I mean, Cabaret got 100 in this. I think this has to get 100 then too, right? Is that crazy?
No, you're right.
But don't give it 100. Liza,
yeah, no, here's it, right? The thing though. For Cabaret, like Liza is in it.
Yeah, she's in it. Like
here they name check Liza. Oh yeah. Oh, she wins it. She won her Oscar for that.
But who's the bigger gay icon? Stonewall Inn, the birth of the entire gay rights movements, or Liza Minnelli?
Ooh, that's
I think you have to say Stonewall.
But if they actually filmed it at Stonewall.
Okay. Right, because you have the real live Liza.
Stonewall.
Yeah,
we have actual Liza.
In the world of the movie, it's Stonewall. But the Stonewall Inn is featured.
That would be like saying, like, if a drag queen is playing Liza, that's the same as Liza being Liza in Cabaret.
But it's a movie.
You can knock a few points off, I think.
Let me interject here with, yes? with truly no reason to be saying anything here. Let the straight guy storm in.
Please. Yeah. How unusual for you.
But I would say if someone said list gay icons, you might not get to buildings. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you like
the Stonewall riot, though, is like the birth of the gay pride movement.
But in the phrase gay icons, I don't think, like, if someone's like, list 10 gay icons on fucking Family Feud, I don't think you'd get to, like, you know,
you
things like
people.
That. I think you're going to think people first.
Well, I don't have to lower my score because Rubes don't know that Stonewall
is. That's true,
in.
Mark.
You don't have to do anything, Mark.
Thank
this podcast
you.
Makes no fucking sense. Do whatever the fuck you want. If you're going to get cranky, I'll get cranky. Next
Great.
Category.
Well, I gave it 100, so it got a 95.67, which is 29 points higher than Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. Which All right, our sense. Next category.
Even with those pecs? Okay.
Even with those pecs, which are real.
I know, that's the best. Everyone thought Montalban was wearing a piece. He's like, no, I just do a shit ton of push-ups, I guess.
All right, our next category. This came from you originally, which we tweeted a little. The queer gaze.
The queer gaze. Oh, right. And
from Goodwill Hunting.
Right. This has got it.
Yeah.
I mean, this it's movie gay has writer, this. Gay director.
In some yeah. ways, unfortunately.
Right. I think it suffers from it because it's like, isn't this like sexy and cool? It's like, kind of, but the story, what you're trying to talk about is something else. So yeah, yeah. I'll go 95.
I also like how the lead guy, like, no matter how dirty he gets beaten up, his hair is
always,
hair's always
perfect. Mm-hmm. And there's many blowjobs in this movie.
There are many blowjobs in this movie.
I'm sure there are many during the making of the movie.
Oh, God. This feels like the fucking... That's the reason to be in one of these movies. It's just like...
The blowjobs?
Blowjobs that are around on set every day?
I mean, I guess that's the reason
Might
to be in movies in general.
Stumble into a blowjob one day?
Whoops.
The best part of being an actor, period, is the blowjob.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what set, what your orientation is. It's all fucking blowjobs rule.
Everyone loves them. I don't understand why cocksucker is an insult.
We need more cocksuckers, right?
Yes, they're doing the Lord's work.
I think we have plenty of cocksuckers. We may not be using them the best way that we can, but I think we have plenty of cocksuckers. I will give it 94.
94. Yeah, I'll go 95.
Give 94. It 94.67.
That's right, which is 2 points lower than But I'm a Cheerleader.
Ooh.
All right, our next category, the Mike Pence anxiety scale. How much anxiety do you think this movie would give Mike Pence? Go ahead.
I think it would be pretty high, but this also feels like the movie that might, like, unfortunately for the gay community, Mike Pence would be like, I watched Stonewall and I got it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I
tried.
Learned a lot. Yeah. And you're like, no, anything else.
Because in some ways, it's so boring.
Like, right. And probably like affirm some of his, I'm sure he'd be like, see, these homosexuals have a very sad life.
Yeah. And if they would have found Christ and pussy, yeah. they would have had a great, like, their life. so much better. They could have gone to any bar or whatever, you know, some stupid fucking bullshit.
It is like this. Like, I don't think he's the right person, but I was like imagining, like, imagine if like Spike Lee directed this. Like, there would be like a sense of like rising right tension. You know what I mean? Like, oh, this is a powder keg happen. Like, there would be like electricity and like you would feel that like the heat, but there's like
there is no tension. And then it just happens. And then the movie ends. And it's like
power is shouted for no reason.
Yeah. And I think if the movie has some story to tell post riots, I'm assuming too. And instead it just like builds to these riots that feel undeserved. And then the movie just ends and you're like, oh, okay. Sick.
We got to go back to that small town.
Ironically, Stonewall, not a riot.
Great review. I think you did copy that from moviebitches.net though.
Thank you. I got movie bitch, but .edu. So yeah, what do you want to give it for the Mike Pence anxiety scale?
I'm gonna give it although you know what I mean? I think you'll be watching it going like, oh, gay stuff, oh, gay pride, and it'll give him anxiety. But then I think like the abundance of blowjob sequences will give him like complex. So I'm gonna have to go with a little higher than I originally thought. I'm gonna go with 93.
93.
Okay, I'm gonna go 90.
90. I'm gonna go 87.
That was where I originally was at.
Oh, I think he'd have a bigger problem with like the dirty underwear.
mother, why is underwear like dirty? Why is Orphan Annie dressed like that, mother?
I got an average of 90, which is 7 points higher than Taxi Driver.
Category.
Wow.
Talk about a visceral, scummy New York in comparison.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
There's like thousands of movies that did New York better than this movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This movie is about a specific New York moment.
It's literally the title of the movie is a New York location. It's like, oh, we can't get it. We shot this movie. It's like... Never mind. Keep going. Sorry.
You're here to ramble. But fine. Our next category, Hell on Heels. How we doing on Feisty Ladies?
Ooh, well.
Marsha P. Johnson.
Marsha P. Johnson.
Ramona, right?
That ass-kicking lesbian.
She was my favorite character in the movie.
Great. Yeah. Where was her movie?
I honestly, I also like the idea of undercover female vice cops, like getting all the men stressed out. Like it's too dangerous for women or whatever. Like, it's like, they're at a gay bar.
Yeah, I think there's nowhere safer for them in the world.
They're way worse off at the police station.
I mean, they might get red to filth for those hairstyles. But...
Oh, I know. And it's like, they are obviously cops. Like, all right, narcs, yeah. Get the fuck out of here. And then a couple of cunty moms back in Indiana. And
the teacher who was like, if you miss three classes, you automatically.
Oh, she's a nightmare.
Oh, hell chilling. On heels.
Chilling. What is she teaching improv 201? <That's>, I think you're fine with her.
I'm going to have to go 74.
74.
Oh, wait.
Marsha P. Johnson does punch a cop.
Yeah, she does punch a cop. She does slap Ron Perlman and Ramona. Yeah, I guess I was not counting Ramona. I guess I got to go a little higher. I'm going to go 79.
I just want to throw one more thing in there. That scene where he's been forced to hustle and there's a gentleman in drag. That's kind of Hell on Heels.
Ooh, yeah. The man in red dress as transphobic.
Credited. Yeah. You know?
From other gay, they're like, get him the fuck out of there. Like, this is the worst thing he could be doing.
He's with a trans man. My God. A trans woman. Jesus.
Yeah. I'm going to bump it up to an 83.
83.
I think there's not a lot of women, but the ones we have are pretty on fire. So I'm actually going to go 91.
91. But see, to me, they're not in it enough. Like, it's really.
No, but you do have Marsha P. Johnson.
But she's barely surprised how little she's in it. I feel like when she shows up and you're like, oh, that's her. Like,
here we go,
I originally thought Kong was
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I was like, oh, there's a black trans person in their crew. That must be. It's like, no, no. The person with less screen time is the most important character.
I thought they treated Martha P. Johnson as like Jimmy Cricket almost.
Yeah.
She just kind of shows up, a little word of wisdom, and then I'll be on my
magic
way.
And then yeah. dips. Yeah.
No, it's like you want her to almost be like Frankenfurter in Rocky Horror. Like, where like once she shows up, you're like, well, that's what this movie's about because we can't talk about anyone else. But instead, she's like, and bye. And you're like, but wait.
I'm going to give it a 50 in Hell on Heels.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh.
I'll say it. I'm giving an average of 74.67, which is 20 points lower than the Philadelphia Story. all right. Our next category, drag queen inspiration. Could a drag queen watch this movie and come away with a whole book of ideas?
Oof.
Ooh. I mean, maybe to do your own research.
That, sure. I mean, they could just be inspired to, you know. I mean, there are going to be a lot of people. This is the first they kind of learn about Stonewall. Not a lot, obviously.
I don't think so.
Because those ticket sales. Never mind.
That's what, John, you just, that's what I was trying to say. You said it more succinctly than me. Like, while I was watching, I'm like, this is so bad. But, like, I hope maybe some young gay person or some person who doesn't know about any of this is like, I love Roland Emmerich and the guy from, and the British actor. Who,
that's a weird character, your gay person who loves Roland Emmerich.
Yeah, I fucking love
I've seen most
tomorrow.
Roland Emmerich movies, John. I hate to tell you. I saw half of Moonfall. I thought it was
good. I loved Moonfall.
I could. It's no 2012.
No, 2012 is fun.
That Moonfall limo chase is
the incredible. Most fun.
Really?
Moonfall is surprisingly fun. It's literally like every 20 minutes, if you start like dozing, there's like a scene where it's like the satellite inside the moon has been loosed, and you're like, okay, stakes are up.
Maybe he should do like, you know, a shared universe movie where the kids from Stonewall have to like fight the falling moon or something.
I mean, I'm here for that. Yeah. They're like, there's an alien ship over Stonewall.
Yeah. And they're allies.
How cool.
Also making a dress from drapes.
Yeah.
And I would love to see someone do that frumpy Joey King.
Yes.
Not her best look in this movie.
I think the Ron Perlman character is an interesting Ed Murphy.
He could be a drag king. Yeah.
Drag king, like,
it's a fun. He's got a very specific look that you can mimic.
He also gives like the best performance in the whole movie.
Well, we should talk about this for a second. Because when he does show up, you're like, oh, he's like the first real actor.
He has presence.
Movie. Yeah. Like, oh, okay. Yeah. All right. This is who we've been waiting for.
I believe what he is saying.
Yeah.
Everyone else has enough
performing. Yeah.
Right. They all like Jeremy Irvine has worked enough that you're like, this guy might, but he's struggling with the accent. He's having a hard time the whole time. I like the actor who plays the other cop, the kind of like
Matt Craven.
Yeah, from A Few Good Men and Jacob's Ladder. Like, I like that dude a lot, but there's no real gravitas in the movie. Like, no one's given it any, like...
Well, because they're not, like, developed characters. They're just, like, stereotyped one note.
The most interesting characters in the movie, maybe, are the guys who watch their bags for them. I guess he's also...
Bob.
I can't place Bob's name. He faces... That moment when we see Bob and his partner kind of, like, living together, coexisting, like, a normal couple life... And Danny sees that, like, that's like an interesting moment in the movie, but nothing in there inspires a drag.
You almost need like this like tableau approach in some ways, like isn't the way to do it. Like he almost needed like what's his face? Paul Greengrass, you know, the guy that approach to like just do like a time like 20, like 2 hours leading up to the ride. Just show us like documentary style.
Yeah. Just like
what
let
it was
us follow
like. Don't overthink it. Rise. Yeah.
Yeah. See the cops in the precinct.
But I think if the storyline were divided among the characters, guys... it would have worked better.
Yeah.
If
we
Danny
knew anything
just
about
up and then it was like, he's our entryway. And then we just followed these other characters. Great. You've got a great movie.
That's what I thought it was going to be when he's like, and that's little orphan Annie. And that's got, and they like introducing everyone. You're like, oh shit. And you recognize Caleb Landry Jones. And you're like, okay, these are going to be some rich characters that we get more out of. And you're like, interesting. And you, like you guys were saying earlier, you think like everyone's going to have a sort here. I'll throw what I thought we were going to have a cliche story for each one of those people, you know, like sure, I came here to be in theater. I came here because my parents hate, you know what I mean? Like I didn't know I was gay. So I felt like everyone has their own. Like,
I want to work at a deli.
Right. I love New York.
I love
pizza.
Right.
I want to be a dancer. Right.
Right. I thought it would be all that. And instead, it's just like, here's a bunch of characters that are mostly just going to be kind of voguing in the background while we talk.
Yeah.
And not talk while we fight. And we have like, we argue all the time.
Yeah. I don't know why Ray likes Danny or why Danny likes Ray. Like, nobody seems to like each other. I don't like Danny.
There's a part at the end of the movie where he's like, Ray, it's never going to happen between us. And it's like, yes, right. I could see that.
Yeah.
And Danny doesn't even Ray doesn't even come across or as really liking Danny that way either. Like,
only at the beginning when he's like weirdly jealous, like for no reason.
Right. And that still comes out of nowhere in a way that's like, oh, I guess we're supposed to assume he likes him or whatever. But when that cigarette sequence where he's like all like pissy to him in the deli and it's not funny or played for laughs or in any charming way, I'm like, this could easily be like Ramona could be easily like Marissa Tomei here and kind of charm you with her sass about cigarettes.
Right.
But instead it's just played like, this guy's being a real fucking cunt. Like, get him the fuck out of here.
Well, I don't think Roland Emmerich's known for his like comedic sensibilities.
No, that's for sure.
They're pretty, he's almost like Michael Bay levels. Although sort Michael Bay's better now. Ambulance was funny.
Yeah, Ambulance had some laughs. But that's the other thing too, is like, and like not to pile on stereotypes here, but like gay people, groups of gay people are like interesting and funny and like
great. How dare you?
I mean, it's a positive stereotype, but it is a stereotype. I don't want to be the my gays guy, but there is like a group of gay men or a group of gay people is thrilling and fun. And this movie can't even land
not
that
just because of the voguing. Right.
Right. It's like not
I'm
just because of their
voguing
looks.
When there's another gay person around. You just have to.
Yeah. There was no like, I thought there would be like one intellectual gay too. I think maybe that's who Quiet Bob was or whatever. Like the I'm just a deep thinker who happens to be gay also. Like it just felt like, so short answer, 71 on the
71
drag queen
inspiration.
Yeah.
There's one other thing. I agree. There's not like a whole lot of specific looks, but there's more like ideas and themes that can be inspiration. But we haven't talked about what's her name? Queen Toomey. Queen Tui.
Oh,
the
yes.
The first who first hit on him when they got there.
Oh, yeah.
Like the bad skin, but like sort of in drag, but sort of not really a drag. I was like, he's another crazy, weird character I would love to know more about. But
he's really fun during the raid when he's just like, they keep cutting to him with like a shrug and a drink in his hand. Like, there's like fires around, pops brandishing pistols.
Yeah.
He's like,
it is weird. I was thinking about like, it is weird. Like Roland Emmerich was playing his like 50s at least, or maybe 60s when he made this. And like, why is he portraying like almost every older gay man as like a lech?
Crusty, gross. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But every young gay man is like, cool. I was like, is this...
But I mean, I think like there's that world where that happens. And I think Roland Emmerich might have been someone who, when he was a younger gay, was just like those older gay gross vultures just circled around him. And so like that's the world he fell into. Like,
and that's all he decided to show.
Right. It was bad of him in that way. But
I think Bob is the other kind of old gay, the guy who like watches like.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that cliche
with
older
that crazy looking dog
who will let you keep your suitcase in his house.
Exactly.
Sure.
Oh, Bob. Yeah.
By the way, Mark, I need to come pick up my tank tops.
Please. I have like 3 suitcases full of them.
That's a lot of tank tops.
Yeah. Well, they're double XLs. They don't fold up that small.
Sure.
Okay.
John, what do you want to give it for drag queen inspiration?
I will give it 83.
I'm giving it a 50. No one's doing anything with this movie.
I see what John's saying though. Like, you could be, this movie might inspire me to become a drag queen, to like add some positivity to like the
like I need to make up for what they let
for this movie. Really, I need to like I need to add some fucking juice to the system here.
I see. Yeah. We appreciate you.
Thank you for your juice, John. Always.
Thank you for your juice. Hey, I got a 68 in drag queen inspiration, which is, I don't know, 44 points higher than Rockstar. Mm, all right, finally, okay. The last of the canon categories. Gabrus, on a scale of 0 to 100, how likely are you to recommend Stonewall to a gay person?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah, this is okay. So it might get tanked on this because, like, I don't even want to, like,
yeah, no. It's you, not even honestly, like a fun bad watch. You know, it's not like a fun get your friends together and like goof on it. You can't even really do that with it.
like it's not Chuck and Larry, which is like bad. You know what I mean? Like, at least it's sure. like, and it's bad, but it's got zeitgeisty actors that you can like make fun of or something.
Like Chuck and Larry, like your jaw will drop. For Stonewall, your jaw will tense.
Yeah, you'll grind your teeth down to the fucking gums watching this. You are the two gay friends I would recommend this movie to, because it would be like, it's absolute dog shit garbage. You guys should talk about it. Like, sure. But like, you should right. Like I would only like, you're the only, God help me if I ever catch myself being like, have you seen Stonewall? To like, like my group of gay friends. Yeah. You guys are gay. Have you seen Stonewall? Yikes. No, I'm going to have to go.
It's the only gay film I've ever seen.
I've seen Stonewall, Chuck and Larry, and The Crying Game. I get it. What? I'm going to have to go with 18.
18.
Yeah. I was going to say 5. It's the thing of where just like, it's not good. Ron Perlman's sort of good. This, but I would just say like, it's bad. And if you want to go see it for that, then go ahead. But it's, yeah.
It's not, yeah, but it's not even fun bad. So
I would say that as well.
4. Given an average of 9, which is 91 points lower than But I'm a Cheerleader. All right, now we're into the wheel categories. Spinning wheel.
Spinning through. All right, so these categories are categories previous guests have brought in. We've put them all on this wheel, which is an app on my phone. We're going to spin it once. Whatever category pops up, that's how we'll judge the movie. Then Mark and I will pick a category. Then we have a listener wheel. And finally, you will come up with a category that we will use to judge this movie and then add to the wheel and potentially use to judge all future movies.
This is a Byzantine method, but for, in all honesty, less Byzantine than the last time I was on.
We've streamlined.
Slutty folks.
Oh, there's lots of slutty folks.
There's a lot of slutty folks in this.
Good for them. Why shouldn't they be slutty?
Yeah. Ooh, okay. This is going to have to get like a...
I think the only thing working against it was at that Mad Machine Society where they were like, wear suits, be normal, you know, like that. But
right, yeah.
Everything else is like, we're New York in this.
But in some ways, you need that to contrast the slutty.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
I will say also there was a lot of sluttiness, but not like... promoting of us, like, you know,
no
you
one
not
seemed
anyone
to enjoy sex,
right? No one was like, no one's like, oh, Danny, we got to get your dick sucked tonight. Yeah. Like, you're gonna love, oh, you've been getting head from a corn fed boy in Indiana. Wait till you get head from a real fucking, you know, like, I thought it would be like that would be exciting, like, that would be but there is a lot of slutty behavior, but I don't think it's like as. It's almost like weirdly frowned upon, this movie. It's always in like a hustle situation or in like a dangerous situation.
It's a little like pearl clutching, this movie, especially towards like sex work. It's like, oh my God. Oh, no. Oh, horrors.
Yeah. But it does. I do like Ramona's energy towards the entire process. I'm going to have to go with a 79.
79.
I mean, I think it's mostly slutty folks. I'm going to go 84.
79, 84. I will go 82, giving it an average of 81.67. All right, now it's host choice.
Okay. I mean, there were a lot of potential things that we can use. We could do angry phone hangups. We can do chosen families. We can do flashbacks.
The one I wrote down was also a Gaber's category from Chuck and Larry, drinks thrown in faces. Because what is a riot if you're not throwing drinks, bottles in people's faces?
That's a good one. The one that I think I was going to go with was from Fifth Element, and that is, does someone go down on someone?
A couple times.
Yeah. So is that your choice? Does someone go down on someone?
Well, what do you want to do, Mark?
I don't care. Sure.
What do you think? Helping. Gabers, you pick. Which of those two would you rather pick?
It's... someone
drinks
go down on
in
someone?
Faces, or does someone go down on someone?
I would say let's go someone go down on. Well, you know what? This is tough because one really juices the points up for Stonewall. So I guess let's go down on someone.
Does someone go down on someone?
Yes.
A lot of times.
At least 3 by my count, which is more than most movies.
That's the thing that I took away from this movie the most. When you texted me and said, I hope you're learning. I'm like, and I wrote back, I'm too horny to learn. Like,
yeah,
there, I was like, not too much, but more blowjobs than I expected in a sort of like whitewashed, like studio, like movie of gay stories.
But it's also mostly tragic blowjobs. Like, yeah, even the first one is like,
they all have tears involved. It's like,
yeah,
insane.
The first one, he gets caught, like, in
and
the
I
car.
Like that they immediately like drive away and leave Danny's car there. Like, that's your response. Like,
they don't immediately, to be fair, they don't immediately drive away. They do a full, like, fucking Duke's Hazzard fucking donut around
where you quit looking at us. The
guy's fucking jizzing all over his stomach and steering wheel.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'll always need this part to get off. And then there's a couple of
there's the hustling one. There's with the guy in the red dress.
Gets the one in the park from the guy that his friend, like,
where he kneels on the newspaper.
Would you say tackling a cop to the ground is going down on someone?
Ooh, sure.
Yeah, if you know,
I would.
Yeah.
Also, watching this, I was like, why aren't we rioting more? You know,
because,
what I mean?
No, it one seems had effective. An AK-16 back then.
No, but we'd be rioting against the cops. You know what I mean? But you got to do it.
People are.
I'm all for it.
Yeah. People have.
I think we need more riots.
No, I agree.
Okay. I'm not sure if I'm going to co-sign on that right now. Not if this is.
I want to see change. So it seems like the only way to get change is to make a big stink.
Okay.
The only way they'll listen.
A big stink and a riot are two different things.
I'm pro riot.
I think Stonewall might have sort of skewed your perception of what a riot is.
Yeah, it's a little more, a little less. You don't hit a cop in the back with a garbage can and then like dance away. Like, that shit ends badly.
I think it looks like a lot of fun.
Well, that honestly, that's like raging white privilege at the end of the movie. Is that like the white guys are like. And white lesbians are like tackling and kicking cops and shit. Whereas like if that shit could not fly at all. Like,
sure.
But I'll go going down. If we say a BJ or going down is 20 points, I think we're at 80.
80.
But it's like four blowjobs is way more than most movies. So
that's more than Showgirls.
Yeah. I'm going to go up. It's more than my fucking life. 94.
Hey-o.
I'll go 100. It happens a lot.
100. Yeah, I don't know. Does anyone need four blowjobs in 2 hours? Like, that's a lot.
It might even be more than that, but yeah.
Who has that kind of refractory period?
Mm-mm.
I'll give it a 97. Give it an average of 97. And now we're into the listener wheel.
Okay, here's the listener wheel. Fewer categories, but just as beloved. Here we go.
It does make no sound, John, but he does hold it up to the mic.
Oh, let's get physical.
Let's get physical. This comes from their Instagram is
Olivia Newton-John.
Yes, rest in peace. Was the last thing she did before she passed. It comes from Stephanie Tu, Stefanietu. And they describe it as, how physically affectionate are the characters? I would say in a non-romantic way, holding hands, rubbing back shoulder, moving hair out of your face, hugging, cuddling, kissing, hello, goodbye, helping with grooming.
Ooh, okay. I do like this category.
Yeah.
They cuddle when like Danny gets beaten up and like, or no, when Danny like goes to sleep in that like hotel room with everyone.
Yeah. There's that whole hotel room.
That's like platonic touch.
But there's not much of that.
No.
Yeah. Honestly, there's not much like kinship or friendship in the movie.
No, I don't know why any of these people are friends.
Yeah. It would be so much more touching just to see like, just follow those friends like a group of friends in a movie, like treat them like your main characters, like rather than the homophobic dad getting so much play. Oh, okay. I'm going to have to go with. There's a lot of physical touch that's loving, but not in a non-sexual way, really.
Yeah.
There's a lot of violent touch to each other in this movie, but I'm going to go with 64.
Yeah.
There's also when he goes home and his sister runs up and hugs him.
Sure.
Man, that's that character sexy. Is in every movie, huh? Yeah. Like, just like a little
loser
sibling who
little
gets
sister.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kept thinking of, like, it just reeks of, like, but
there is a ray of hope.
Yeah. And it's like, the young people will save us a little bit. And it is like, I told dad he's a homophobic monster, so he can't go see Godzilla in the movies. Or like, she had like all these like, oh, you're going to save us. A young, the ultimate ally, a white straight woman.
Yeah. And then I'm going to write a book about an English boy who goes to a school of magic.
I love women, but I have specific criteria in which one can be one. Cool.
I think you could also say that, like, getting arrested, like, that's a lot of physical touch. That's not.
But it's affection. The idea is that it's affectionate. Yes. Okay. Not just like any touch at all.
Gotcha.
Let's do you think physical, those are the same, John?
There's some dancing.
I was just thinking, let's get physical and like getting like, you know.
Well, the description is physically affectionate. How physically affectionate are the characters?
Trevor and Danny do dance.
But they sure. To like the least gay song.
This jukebox and the Stonewall.
The world.
Yeah.
A whiter shade of pale? Who's dancing to this?
On.
Only Annie Lennox.
No.
I don't think so. The worst jukebox. No like dance music?
Even your the fucking razor commercial, like, you're my Venus. It's just the lady razor commercial. Like, you can't play that song ever anywhere else again.
Yeah.
I will go 81.
81. I think it's pretty low. I'm going to go 40.
Wow.
Giving it a 61.67. If you would like to submit a category to the listener wheel, we have a link to the Google form in our show notes. How about that?
Wonderful.
All right. Gabriel's time has come for you to come up with a category that we can use to judge how gay Stonewall is in all future movies when we throw it on the wheel.
Oh, shit.
Any thoughts?
Okay. Oh, shit. This is too much pressure. I have one. How do I phrase this? And also, how do I phrase it without me being offensive also? Okay. This will be a needle to thread. Actors making quote-unquote gay choices.
Like, yes, he has a little like swish at times, but it looks like the most. It looks like a dog wearing heels or something.
Yes,
like, nothing about it looks natural.
I think at one point he like grabs a drink at one point and like sips it in a way where clearly they did it. They were like, "Can you do that again, but gayer?" Like, he's like,
"Yeah,"
and like those moments, I think, when you just see like the Eric Stone Street writing on the wall moments of like, "Okay, pull it back." I don't, not everyone is like that.
You like Stonewall, you're gonna love Stone Street.
Yeah,
true.
There you go. So making actors,
straight actors making gay choices.
Well, would it be like quote unquote gay acting? Yeah, like gay.
Straight, like, swishing?
Do they have to be straight? It could still be a gay person.
I don't.
Gay choices.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, I guess it's like over the top gay choices.
Indicating gay. Gay indicating.
Yes.
Indicating.
Indicating. Indicating. There we go.
Indicating, baby.
Indicating.
Indicating, baby.
Indicate.
That's what plays at Stonewall and they all dance.
Yeah. We love
yes,
it.
Yes, paint it black, bitches.
Remix.
Well, what would you give Stonewall in Indicating? I honestly don't think there's even that much, though.
There's not that much of it, but it's just something it stood out to me like once or twice in the movie, and I thought that would be fun to be used again on the show more.
It just like kind of drives home how like, oh yeah, I forgot he's meant to be gay. You
right,
know what I mean?
Like,
he just seemed like an Instagram model or something.
Right. It actually has so little to do with the movie in a weird way.
But this actor, I remember liking him in War Horse because he's the lead guy in War Horse. He's not the horse. He's the lead guy in War Horse.
Oh man.
And War Horse I really liked.
He's the horse in this one.
Whoa.
Yeah, I haven't seen War Horse. I should watch that. I can't believe
it. You gotta watch War Horse.
I gotta watch War Horse. I'll come back and do
it's
War Horse.
Summer, yeah.
Okay. Well, what do you want to give Stonewall an Indicating?
An Indicating, I'm going to have to go with like 38.
38.
And for listeners, like Ramona's behavior, Orphan Annie's like mannerisms, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when like
it's affected
where it's so obviously like it has nothing to do with the character. It's
yes.
Like, oh right, I should read like a gay person does, like,
yeah,
this is how I hold my hand.
It's like in an improv scene if you're like, oh, you're in a pizzeria, like, well, I guess I better stop flipping a piece of dough.
exactly. Yeah, it's like group game indicating.
Yeah.
I do think someone in this movie like overly smokes. Like, I think there's like a cigarette scene that's like a little like as like dangerously limp and lilty. Like, okay, right. That's not, you've never behaved like that on camera yet in this movie. And now you're like, ooh, a cigarette.
There's so many shots of them just like dropping the cigarette.
Let's take that again. And it must be gay. Is he have a German accent? Roland
it
Emmerich?
Must be gay. I did not have this problem with Brent Spiner on Independence Day. I don't think he has an accent. I think I do. Who cares? John, what do you want to give it an indicating?
I feel like the best example of it is Queen Tui again. That guy. Like, he seemed very like he was almost a madam puppet.
Yes.
I'll give it a 47.
47. I'll give it a 35. Give it an average of 40, right in the middle. How about that? That's fun. All right, now we're into the bonus category.
Extra, extra.
So these categories, as their name implies, are bonus. So if it doesn't do well, it doesn't work against it. But it's this percentage bonus points it's going to get. So it's 0 to 10.
Ooh, okay. All right, the first one, musical potential. Could you see a musical being made out of Stonewall?
Unfortunately, yes.
I mean, maybe not this script,
that's
but
what
the
I'm
story
saying. Like,
itself.
Yeah. The event itself, definitely. And there
I'm
is,
sure there has been.
Yes, there have. There's one that's like a movie you can rent, but it's like
a,
only like
a movie
hour,
you
minutes.
Can rent.
You would love it, Mark. Yeah, and like Guillermo Diaz is in it.
It's oh yeah,
Stonewall, a musical called, extravaganza.
Yeah, and it's from exactly 20 years before this Stonewall.
Yeah.
It's
like, oh,
it's
really?
It's like 95 and 2050.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of something else. I saw a different Stonewall.
Oh. Oh, maybe it is that one. Yeah, this one from 2008. It is like, I'm looking at the thing right
now. The one I'm looking at is from 95. The
oh, wow.
Starring Guillermo Diaz, written by...
Oh, maybe it just came out on DVD in 2008.
Oh, that makes sense.
Everyone's right. It's fine.
Every one of us
still
is
friends.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. It's like, this is a great idea for a musical, but this movie, this version of it, no.
Right.
Yeah, so 4.
Flashbacks alone.
A 4.
Is that right? Out of 10?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll go. Yeah, I'll go 4 as well. That sounds right.
4. I'll go 4. Why not? Giving it a 4, which is 3 points lower than Glass Onion. All right.
Oh,
our next category, Yas Quine. Were there any moments where you said, Yas Quine? Oh, I suppose shit. The riot itself.
The riot was
you know,
definitely a big Yas Queen moment.
Yeah. I did like I when Marcia slaps Ron Perlman. I honestly, I knew it was coming. It's a cliche moment, but I did like in the when Ron Perlman was in the gay bar and was being
oh, right.
abusive.
And she stood
and,
up to him, and then like,
she stood up to him, and then like
out.
The bartender had a bat, and it was like, yeah,
that's
you're
a Yas Queen.
Yeah, that was a Yas Queen moment for me when he went to like the mine shaft or whatever.
Yeah. The world's narrowest
the
gay bar.
Yeah. Right. Right. When they shot in like a different section of the studio, when they're like, yeah, we can just put up a fake sheetrock wall here and it could be another
It'll
bar.
Be fine. Put some boys in harnesses.
And watching this close to Cruising where they feature a lot of these gay bar moments. Right. And it's like, those are huge and expansive and rich and production designed. And you
and
know,
it feels authentic.
It feels real. Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for
feels
the music.
Like my lived experience.
Yeah. Have you ever been to a leather bar game? Have you ever been to the Eagle?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you'd be a hit.
You would be a hit.
I know. That's not a reason for me to go to places. My
oh, interesting.
But I'm against it either. Yeah.
But let me just let me just drift on your wake.
Yeah, yeah, I'll go. Oh, you want me to get some runoff ass?
Oh,
let's go.
Yeah. I hate friend. When I have runoff ass,
you to
though.
Yeah.
Well, I just don't like wearing leather either. You know what I mean? That doesn't appeal to me at all. I do think people right. look good
You don't have
it.
To wear leather.
You don't have to wear leather.
You can wear a t-shirt and you can wear exactly what you're wearing right. Actually, you should wear exactly what you're wearing right
now. Okay.
Including the headphones.
I can't hear... I'm like a little baby. You're holding me at the bar. It's like,
yeah,
he doesn't want, he can't hear all this
he
noise.
He's a little colicky right now.
Yeah. Yeah. A little cranky. Well, what do you want to give it for Yas Queen?
I'm going to give it a 6. It had moments. I'm embarrassed to say, but it was really aiming for those moments. But,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They weren't like authentic yet. It was kind of like, oh, the no. wave. It's my
well, it's hard to like root for anybody when you don't care about anybody.
Yeah. Everything comes right. out of nowhere.
The only thing, and the movie tries to lean on this a little bit, like the only thing you care about watching this movie is like gay rights. Like, you know, you're I'm just on the team.
Yeah.
And, but it's also historical. So, you know what happened. So it's like, I'm just like rooting for the thing that I know happens to happen. Cause I have no care of any of the characters or any specific plot dynamic of like, wait, where is Rey? I hope they find him. There is no moment like that. So you're just like rooting for the end. You're like rooting to read the fucking epilogue.
Yeah.
Seventh try on the word. Got it right.
You got it. You got it.
You got it.
John, what do you want to give it for?
I also give it a six. I think that's six. Pretty right on the.
Oops. Whoa, shit. Accidentally gave it.
I had to add a percentage. I'll give it a five. Not enough. Giving it a 5.67, which is one percentage point higher than Gods and Monsters. All right, our next category, Messy Diva. How are we doing on Messy Divas?
It's got a few.
Yeah. I mean, they're all kind of messy.
The guy who harasses Danny in the diner. I don't know if he's a diva, but he's certainly messy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ray is certainly messy.
Ramona Ray is pretty
Ray
messy.
Ramona.
Pretty messy. Ray Ramona.
Everybody loves Ray
Where'd
Ramona.
Where'd you go, Danny?
That's about it. It though,
I got I so think. Tired of my wife's cooking, I became gay.
Okay. All right. Thanks for trying.
He moved from Queens. Ray Ramona.
To be with Queens.
They actually call out Orphan Annie as being a mess, like Caleb Landry Jones
four
times throughout the movie. They're like, and this dumpy pig has got all her outfit all over the place.
It's so funny when you watch like Paris is Burning and it's like the same, like, you know, street kids and like you love them, you know, they're showing you like warts and all and like you like feel for them. But in this, where it's like a movie, it's scripted by professional actors, you don't give a shit about these characters.
No. The characters I care about the most are the ones that like we know the least about. Like, I'm just
because
you like, oh, I just want to know a fact about the quiet guy, like a fact about someone else. Yeah.
What does his voice sound like? That'd be nice to know.
That's there's a start.
Should he stay quiet? I don't know.
Well, what do you want to give this for Messy Divas?
I'll give it a five.
Five.
That's what I was going to say. Five.
Mm. I'll give it a five as well.
Mm.
Giving an average of five. All right, our next one, Macabre. How macabre is Stonewall?
There's a riot.
Yeah. In like the meta text of it all, it's macabre. That
true.
It exists and it was made like on a like
electroshock treatment in the opening crawl is mentioned. Oh, abusive harassment from cops.
Yeah, that Danny's beatdown is pretty brutal.
Pictures of a corpse.
Mm-hmm. That woman in the red dress.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to go with five.
Five. Almost. Would you put this on at Halloween?
I just have it playing during my Halloween parties.
I see.
Everyone's Sound always off. Like, oh, cool.
Another
is that...
blowjob?
Take a shot every time there's a blowjob.
I'm going to go six.
Six.
Mm.
I'm going to go two. It looks like shit. I don't give a fuck about this. I'm giving it a 4.33. All right. The last of the bonus categories. Gay actors playing gay roles. Ooh. According to my research, which was very limited, it's like half and half, seemingly, I would say.
Yeah. Everything that I looked, I couldn't find out for the most part.
I'm pretty sure Ray is, and the actor who plays Marsha P. Johnson. But that's it, I think.
Yeah, I don't,
you don't
think
know Jeremy about Jeremy Irving.
He's not, from what I could tell. I just looked at his Instagram. There's a lot of him in helicopters. I'm like, this is not gay, man.
Is Caleb Landry Jones
doesn't
gay
look like
or
it.
Just has nice features?
Is I think he just has like delicate chin cheekbones.
Yeah, that's like what I'm like. Oh, he must be gay. He's very sweet looking.
He's almost like a bird.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. From what I could tell. From the four websites that came up when I entered his name and said gay, the four websites that were all seemingly written by AI seemed
Dude,
to say
that's
he's
killing
right.
our websites now.
They are, though. They are like trying to head off like the fucking, they're chasing the clicks.
Yeah.
It's gross. The internet's just getting worse. You would think the internet would get better as time
Joey
goes on.
Joey King gay?
Oh, but they're not playing a gay character.
that we know of.
Right.
I mean, I think we would know. Like, don't you think?
Yeah, I think we would know.
If her character was gay?
Yeah. Well, she makes a point to say, like, the boy came out to me at school.
Yeah. No, she's like, you know, she's like being dressed as like the straight white
cool
lady
ally. Yeah.
She's going to be like the worst at like a gay bar in like 10 years.
She'll be at the Abbey.
At the Abbey
yelling
for
at
her bachelorette party.
Yeah. You don't know what I did. My
I hugged my brother.
My brother started
gay.
Stonewall.
My brother, I hugged my brother. I could have gotten grid. Like, what? Why are you shouting this at the Abbey? Just eat the fucking breakfast burrito. It rules here.
Does it?
It is a good breakfast burrito, to be honest. the brunch food there is good. And the show is, the drag brunch is exciting as fuck, but the food is actually pretty damn good as well. Like, better than you would, it has to be for you to want to go there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Well, what do you want to give Stonewall and gay actors playing gay roles?
I guess I'm going to give it a 6.
6.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go 6 as well.
6. I will also go 6. Mark of the Beast. All right, now we're to the iconic categories.
All right, so these categories are bigger, broader, more important. So there's 0 to 300 that we're rating it with now.
Oh, Jesus. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the first one. What do you want to give Stonewall on the scale of 0 to 300 in homoeroticism? How homoerotic is Stonewall?
Ooh. I would say if the homoeroticism displayed was seemed pleasurable to either party audience.
There wasn't so many tears.
I'm going to have to give it 115.
115. I mean, it's a little when he's like at the meatpacking district, but so much of that scene, like time, the percentage of time spent in that scene, most of it is devoted to the cops showing up and beating people.
Right.
There's like 15 seconds where he's like cruising, like, oh, people are having sex. And, you know, exciting.
That's cool.
A little on the nose to be in the meatpacking district, if you ask me. But
I'll go 150.
150. I'll go 127, giving it an average of 130.67. Okay, our next one, Queer 101. How much of that, is this like an essential queer text, this movie? Would you show this in your Queer 101 class?
Oh, okay. If that's like what the type, if it meant like, is this basic as fuck, like intro, like, you know,
you're a real
like,
queer 101.
Yeah. Like, that's what I thought it meant. Like, yeah, this is like an entry level gay shit. Enjoy or whatever. But yeah,
this is
like
Instinct Magazine.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But you're saying, is this like
Mommy Dearest?
All right. We put together a curriculum of queer cinema.
Yeah. You signed up for gay 101.
Yeah. And okay. No, this is, I'm going to have to go with 49.
49.
I'm trying to think what is the pitch for it, because it also has such a little, it's almost like you talk about like how insignificant it is. Like that's what's the most interesting thing about it. I'm going to go 35.
35.
It has no take.
Right? No, just like,
it has no
bad
opinion
for the white guy.
Like,
in
see how bad this is? Yep. That's bad.
Yeah.
It treats anyone who isn't like a handsome, straight, or handsome gay man like a Muppet. Like, aren't they a colorful bunch?
These are my weird friends. I'm the hot normal gay guy, and I live with all these people with box springs. I'm like, oh, okay.
It's pretty low. I'll give it a 15. Giving an average of 33, which is 30 points higher than Almost Famous. That makes sense. All right, finally, the last of the iconic categories, camp factor. How campy is Stonewall?
Oh, man. Oh, it is not at all. But
because it's so joyless.
It's so joyless. But if you cut to like, and this is not mean it gets more points, but I could picture 2065 on whatever patch of land is not, you know, a desert at this point, like a screening of Stonewall that is like roasting it, you know, like, but it's like, it's iconic in like a new weird way. Cause like the dialogue is so fucking bad and cheesy. Like I could picture like call and response to this. Gotcha. And like, I can picture it like retroactively getting like a camp,
like a showgirls reaction. Treatment.
Maybe. Yes, exactly. Like a showgirls or a Rocky Horror kind of treatment where it's, but showgirls is like bad and interesting.
But delicious.
Rocky Horror yeah. comes not from a bad, yeah.
comes from a different planet, you know? Mm-hmm.
I'm not about to try to talk to about showgirls in front of John Flynn.
Thank you. Some respect, please.
But it has zero. And I have a hard time defining camp in words.
Sure. You know,
like the Supreme
it.
Court yeah, yeah, with yeah, pornography. Sure, sure. You know it when yeah. you see it. And this ain't it.
Well, no, that's the thing. It's like it's not camp in like a smart knowing camp like a John Waters. And it's not camp in like. It's
accidentally
so bad, it's
fell
good.
Into camp. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like it's a whole bunch of bad choices made in the most boring way. So there's nothing that's fun about it.
Yeah. It's like straightforward bad. It's like it's like down the middle boring and bad.
Only what's I think the only thing that's camp about it is that it was created by gay people.
Or just like gay people getting history wrong, their own history wrong.
Like again, like if this was like a straight director and a straight screenwriter, I'd be like, well, of course it's this. But this is like, wait a minute, you're both gay and you made this.
That's I mean, it really points to the difference that class makes, I think.
Yes.
You know?
Taste. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, oh, you mean class like financial class?
Wealth,
you mean
yeah, like, financial. Yeah. 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 Like, because yeah, I think you just get out of touch. He's probably in his own bubble with like rich guys from West Hollywood. No offense. Right.
Is he? Yeah. Does he not have, is he a Bryan Singer compatriot?
There's a little blurb on his Wikipedia page at the very bottom that someone calls him out because I used to see him at underage parties with Bryan Singer.
Yeah, I feel like I knew that they were like, connected in that way, and that just puts you detached from like the real world whatsoever.
But don't worry, Bryan Singer is coming out with a documentary to set the record straight, so to speak.
Oh wow, yeah,
that was
and now's the time.
Now we're ready for you, Bryan.
Okay,
just can't you just downsize your home and like live forever off the money?
I know. What do you need?
like just go like, whoops! I will buy a small chateau, France, yes. and live there forever and fuck whoever I want, and just like I'm out, I'm gone. I'm just living off X2 residuals or whatever.
Yeah, or Valkyrie.
Better. Even a better movie,
right? Well, what do you want to give it for Camp Factor?
Two.
I'll give it a 17.
17.
Oh, it's out of 300, right?
It is.
Yeah. All right. I'll have to go.
Six is what it would
six.
Be.
Six. Yeah, 60.
Six. All right. I got six. A quick list of campy things I noticed. So here we go. Unconvincing CGI showcasing the horror of interacting with a mincing gay, losing your mind when someone brings up Justin, being shocked to find out gay people have gay sex, Danny getting beaten by the cops is his save the cat moment, a disheveled Joey King writing faggot in cursive, your father calling you a seducer, your parents packing your pornography for you, straight men struggling to play gay, sound dampening drapes, straight men with no chemistry having a Drag Race style workroom entrance as you leave a bar, a leather bar straight out of Stephen Norrington's Blade, wondering what the white t-shirt budget on this movie was, having an awkward reunion with that guy who sucked your dick that one time, glass pitchers of IC with lemon slices, emotionally repressed mothers who stand in hallways eavesdropping, Bob's bug-eyed dog, and finally dedicating your movie to the unsung heroes of the riots after spending 2 hours keeping it that way.
Yeah, I dedicate this to the unsung heroes. Of course, I just made a two-hour movie where I could have sung them.
Yeah.
Nope, but I didn't.
Lost my voice. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little campier than you guys. I'll give it a 65.
Fair.
Giving it a 29.33, which is second lowest. The only thing that's lower than this in the last 21 movies is Taxi Driver, which got a 24.
Okay.
All right. Finally, now we're into the crown jewels.
All right. So these final categories, we don't rate. We just say yes or no.
Hmm.
All right, the first one, a 50% bonus of all the points for a positive portrayal of homosexuality. Does Stonewall have a positive portrayal of homosexuality?
Oh, man.
In some ways, I think it does.
It does, yeah.
It does.
It, like, it It simply does.
It does. Yeah. That, it's fighting for gay. Like, the overall, like, yes, you do get the sense of how gay people were persecuted. And, like, yeah. And that sucks. And is, the movie is obviously on the side of that is wrong. And
the one take the movie does have is, like, we
hate
like
is bad
people.
Yeah.
Like,
wow.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, people alone.
Yeah, exactly. It's gay is good. It's
the yeah. One,
they literally say that. They have a banner.
Well, he came. The guy came up with that because it was based off "Black is beautiful," so he wanted just a punchy, you know,
alliterative
slogan.
Yeah,
but I would have gone with "great." Yeah, good. It seems like it's good. Not great.
We could do better than gay.
Yeah,
great.
But I feel like it maybe back then, good meant a little bit more like it's good and evil, not like, you know what I mean. Like,
oh,
I think
oh,
it's like
a, yeah.
Approaching
morality.
The, yeah, yeah, morality
you put
and the Christo-fascistic.
On one of the goods, then you yeah. would get it.
Yeah.
Oh. Or like a halo.
Yes, even better. That makes even more sense, John.
Thank you. I got there.
So I think it does
yes.
get it.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think it gets
it's a big
it.
Bonus.
All right. Finally, the last of the iconic categories, negative 50% of all the points. If this is the movie Stonewall.
This is, in fact, the movie Stonewall.
Whoa, is that a category?
Like, it's
it
what
has
replaced
been.
Chuck and Larry.
So it has been for a year?
For a year. And next year, put in your calendar now, we're going to have you back. Do you want to announce what the next movie will be?
Sure. The next movie that will be negative 50 points, if it is that movie, is The Whale.
I have not seen it, and I
you,
will not watch it.
Oh, my God. Perfect. Give it
I will
year.
Not watch it for 1 year.
Thank you. You can make watch- that promise.
we're recording right now.
I'll figure out another way to come.
Fair enough.
There's got to be another way.
All right. Yeah, so
I can't bring myself to watch it, but I will wait 1 year to watch
wait
it for
I
you.
I think
guys.
You'll be yeah. fine. You yeah. got two, a Mission Impossible to tide you over. You'll be
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
Seven Fast and Furious movies between now and a year.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine. All right. So negative. So that's it. We're done.
Okay. So now that we've been through it all, do we still think it's going to get around 20th place?
I think so. Unfortunately, so, not or fortunately, whatever, because a bad movie can still be gay. And this, yeah,
absolutely.
Whoa. But I'm right. so woke.
Thank you for your service.
King ally here. A bad movie can be gay. Thanks, man. We asked you to speak at our graduation.
No, I just want to list gay, bad gay movies.
Here's another bad gay movie you guys should watch.
Running with Scissors. Not great. All right. I'll tell you exactly how it did. How about that?
I think it's going to still be pretty. It's going to be high up. So I'm curious, Mark. Hit us with the info.
All right. Out of a total possible 2,249.83 points, Stonewall has scored 1,249.17 points, giving a percentage of 55.52, making it the 121st gayest movie ever. Not as gay as White Christmas, but gayer than Beetlejuice.
Ooh.
Okay.
Is it? I guess so.
There's a way in which that makes sense. Do you
well,
mind,
we had
Mark?
To penalize it.
Do
you want me to take out the penalty? Just
take
to see?
Out that one penalty to see where it is. Because it did get the 50, like the two bonuses just negated themselves. But if it hadn't right. gotten the penalty for being Stonewall,
it would have been in 98th place with a 63.61.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it
between
is the
Fried
movie
Green
Stonewall.
Tomatoes and Bram Stoker's Dracula. But the fact it is,
no,
you know,
is
I think
Stonewall.
We need
no, no.
to be harsher. It is made by gay you people who should have known better. How else are they going to learn unless we like enact these penalties?
That's very Old Testament of you.
Well, I think we need to riot and I think we need to follow the Old Testament. Those
okay.
are my core beliefs.
It's 4 years.
Was gay power an actual slogan? Was that a chant? Was that?
I thought it was a cologne.
I thought it was a muscle magazine I used to read.
Yeah. Gay power lifting.
It was a lube.
The French,
I should say,
the French
enough,
Gay Museum, the lube.
Yeah. This is, of all like the main, the list of movies we've done, the main canon movies, like uh-huh. not Patreon, this is our 200th movie on the dot.
Damn.
To be
that,
like,
do you say that run. Doesn't include the Patreon?
It's like the Freddy's, the ones that had their own
oh,
scoring
gotcha,
systems.
Gotcha, gotcha.
The ones that had their
wow.
own unique, the one with like the general main scoring system. This
gotcha.
Is our 200th movie.
Wow. Holy shit.
Happy to be here for it, guys.
Congratulations.
Well, we wouldn't be here without you, Johnny, so it's only appropriate.
You kicked it off.
I'm happy to have been a part of the origin story, but you guys had it in you all along. All it
took. No,
I just had
Judah
microphones.
Use a slur. Like, make it official.
We needed a straight white man to validate us.
Hey, I got you. I'll be your Trojan horse anytime.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is that what that means? Okay.
Well, Gabrus, thank you so much for everything.
All of it.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you
for
the last 4 years.
I've been on a computer from 3-ish p.m. to now 9 p.m., 8:45, talking about two movies back to back for and this is my career, and I fucking am so happy that it is. That's what it is.
Nice.
Inspiration to us all.
Yes,
is there anything you like to plug, promote, or shill for at this time?
Yes, if you like movie podcasts hosted by men, ours is called Action Boys. It's a Patreon podcast, but we have some free episodes out there. Slightly different vibe, but
not that different.
Not that different. We just our Byzantine rating system is that we just always say 5 stars each. So we've done over like 300 or 400 movies at this point.
Oh my god!
Wow. Yeah, I think we're at 300 plus episodes. We've been forever.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's rad. Good times over there. We just did a 3-hour episode about cruising.
Nice.
That has got some of the mouth breathing fans up in arms.
Why?
We've just people calling it boring, but we know what they're actually saying.
Yeah. I don't have the problem with the content. It's the length.
Uh-huh. Yeah. One time, the biggest reaction we got from someone was we made a joke that we're talking about guessing what future wardrobe. Like, and we said future clothing will be bulletproof and like breathable for like it'll be 180 degrees here and everyone will be getting shot, and someone like wrote diatribe after it was like a joke made in passing, and it was like so clearly touch because we are political, and I think people could like ignore it most of the time, but sure. Sometimes it's just we get on something and we hammer it, and people go the people who are like if you're trying to call bring over like 40 something year old guys who like are into these types of movies, if you're trying to get people into these types of movies, it's going to skew into 40 to 50 something dudes who maybe aren't the most thoughtful human beings alive.
Sure.
They're like who think like the sequence in 3 Days of the Condor is correct or whatever.
Well, it sounds like you got a wonderful community over there.
You could listen to
and
their
we could
episode
use a few more fun people. Yeah.
And then you could listen to our episode. Ours episode number 52. We talked about cruising with Elliot Glazer. It would be what a great back-to-back
great
podcast
combo.
Experience.
There you go.
Well, thank you so much, Gabrus. Always a delight. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @2OldQueensTWOldQueens and follow me on Letterboxd, where I maintain all the current movie rankings.
Yeah, so you can email us at @2OldQueensTWOoldQueens@gmail.com. Let us know what you thought. We love hearing from you.
And we got a Patreon. And after this episode,
that's all we got.
It's all Patreon after this, babies, which we announced at the top.
Yeah, you guys are getting off
the free feed.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It's been four years.
See what happens.
We'll see what happens. All rainbows and sunshine. Exactly. So patreon.com/2oldqueens.
Yes.
Hell
and
yeah.
We also have merch. If you go to TeePublic and search for 2oldqueens, there's a lot of fun stuff you can buy for yourself and your loved ones. And a percentage of all the proceeds goes to the Okra Project. So you're not just buying merch, you're helping people out.
And that's it. Things. Everyone, we'll see you. Here's to another 4 years.
Four more years. Four
all right, we'll
more
see you
years.
Next time, everybody. Stay safe.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Now it's time for credits. We got music by Danny Cohen.
Artwork by Conrad Shin.
And special thanks to Alex Archer and Mike Rennie.
Bye.
Goodbye. We didn't get that right.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.